Welcome back to our LCCC Coaches Show. We have Jason Pickin, head coach of the Golden Eagles. And, Coach, we know where you are going to be heading this weekend in your first-round playoff game, but I want to talk about that same venue that you're heading back to.
It's familiar road trip. It's like we just did it.
Where you were there on Saturday, and you had a very short turnaround getting ready for CWC after what was not a good effort at Eastern by your team. But it was almost like the cards were laid out on the table, and these guys responded, reacted, and they put together, I thought, a complete 40-minute game.
Yeah, well, I think we exercised some demons on Saturday, definitely, and on both ends. The margin of victory, 33 points. You can look at the stats and say, well, that's just because you shot it so well. Well, we gave up 38% for the whole game, and slightly better in the second half than the first. I think we were 38.2 in the first half and 37.8 in the second. So the defense was good enough to win. We could have gone 10 for 29 from the three, basically minus 30 points, and still won the game by three and said it was a great defensive effort, defensive win. So the hot shooting really just was made a blowout, but the other parts of the game is why we won.
Well, in something with you, Coach, of you discussed even before the Christmas break of, it's not what we're doing now, it's what we're doing at the end of the season. And I think that game at Riverton, where, again, we saw a complete team, a complete game effort by LCCC, mm-hmm. where, again, the offense is basically what we said, or at least I did on that broadcast of, hey, this is a team we've been waiting for. Well, it came at that perfect time, hopefully, where it exploded here, at least to get that final regular season game. And now, hopefully, that momentum carries into this first round where you see this team once again up there in their home gym.
Yeah, we've played Central twice and split with them, but I think for close to 70 minutes of the 80 minutes of those two games, we'd been the better team as far as outscoring them. So minus a really bad 10, 12 minutes at our place the first time we played them, we've been the better team. And our guys have pretty good confidence. We've had a decent week of practice here. It's kind of a long week. We're used to playing on a Wednesday, and we had a really good workout yesterday. And our feeling walking off the court was, we usually have good workouts on Tuesday because we're used to playing on Wednesdays. Today we pretty much just scrimmaged a lot. We didn't really work on anything tactically. We just scrimmaged the things that we've been working on the last couple of days. We've been fine-tuning defensively what we're doing, added a new wrinkle offensively just to keep the guys engaged. That gave them something new to work on this week. So we take tomorrow off. Normally Thursdays is the day after a game for us, one, and then two, we have a lot of class conflicts on Thursdays. So Thursday is usually a really light day for us, and we'll stick with that and then come back and practice Friday and head up Friday afternoon.
You look back on that win on Saturday, and I'll harp on it just simply for the fact, you went 20 of 29 from the outside, but every one of those looks from the outside, and this is a credit to the team and whatever magic was waved by you and Coach Salisbury, those 20 of 29 shots were wide open looks where the guys calmly buried it. And I think that has to be the shot in the arm to this team that, hey, when you're open, that biscuit will fall in the basket.
Yeah, it's a good gym for us to shoot in because it's similar in layout and size to ours, a little bit bigger, a little bit roomier. But, the rims had a good feel. We as coaches, we pay attention to these things and talk. We don't talk really to the team about it, but our gym has really an unnerving sound on the rim when you it used to be worse. It used to be our rims were really hard, and when you hit it, it was a loud clank, and it really could subconsciously mess with you. Western Wyoming is kind of like that now.
Yeah. So from clank, it goes to clunk, right?
Yeah. But those had nice, soft, quiet rims and friendly confines. So it was a good shooting gym for us. And I think, we had spent a couple of days really emphasizing that we were going to try to basically go through either Courtney Dean or Mateo Zovko in the post, that we really want to try to isolate one or the other of those guys in the post. And I think that took some pressure off of Tyrese Potoma. He was able to just let it fly. Now, it didn't turn out that we attacked them any different than we normally do, but going into the game, that was our plan. And as it turned out, we ended up attacking them just the way we always do, really. But I think that took some pressure off of Tyrese especially, and you saw him out there, you know, launching some pretty deep balls, and then it became infectious for everybody to jump up with confidence and make it.
We also saw the transition game, and really, if I'm not mistaken, Coach, I think this was probably the game that you had the most transition buckets. One, Mateo Zovko comes to mind, where he took off a lot, and whether it was Daquan or Tyrese spotting him down court, and you got a lot of easy layups and even a couple of dunks out of that.
He got 6 or 8 really easy points. I think he got 2 or 3 layups and got fouled and got 2 free throws on the other. So that was really, and those were all in the first half. And we've struggled this year to get those easy buckets, easy putbacks and transition buckets. It's not been what we've really been great at. So it was much needed then. But statistically speaking, Central Wyoming allows, I think the most points in the conference. So, you know, we've got to maintain that same confidence, feeling like they're going to defend better than they did the last game, but still, you know, their true colors show that they allow a lot of points. So we've got to get our points and then hold them.
Is there any worry where, again, you saw them past Saturday there at Riverton, got that big victory to end the regular season, now have to head back up again Saturday to their place in the playoffs? Is there any worry about seeing a team again at their home spot a week later where, hey, you put up 33 on them, you embarrassed them there on sophomore night, and walking into a potential ambush that your team's a little too overconfident against the Rustlers?
Yeah, you know, we did the same thing last year. We ended the regular season at Lamar with a win and then had to go turn around and go right back a week later for the first round of the tournament in a tie, same thing, tie for that. Then it was a tie for third, and we actually got the 5th seed in the 3-way tie. Didn't work out last year, but I don't think it was because of that, you know, the back-to-back nature of it. Just Lamar was a strong team, and Lamar had a chance a year ago to really see how to attack us, and they did a great job the second time around with a week to prepare. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if Central's got a better chance to attack us, figure out how to attack us. But we're much different team defensively than last year, and offensively much different than last year. I think we're harder to score on overall, so they can change up their attack somewhat. But we're gonna be difficult, I think.
You know, looking at the Region 9, and I asked Brian this here just recently when he was on. And again, the big bunching, you know, 3 through 7, so to speak, in your division, 1 and 2, Sheridan along with Casper. Yeah, they pretty much, you know, motorboated away from the rest of the pack. Mm-hmm. However, you, the LCCC Golden Eagles, gave Sheridan a lot of problems at the rack. You also were very competitive with Casper at the rack, where they were a little nervous there for a while. But looking at this conference, pretty good basketball all the way through. Northwest at times also showed some showed some poise, but I mean, this was a really competitive conference.
Yeah, it was. I think us in Eastern Wyoming moving to the north strengthened the conference, with Little Bighorn and Miles dropping out, the two Montana schools. Eastern Wyoming, and one of the things that really made it a really strong conference season is Eastern Wyoming's improvement from a year ago. I think in the previous 3 years they'd won one conference game in 3 seasons. Well, they're markedly improved. if their record were a little bit better, I would give them the Coach of the Year honors there. So, but it's hard seeing what Sheridan and Casper did to not honor one of those two coaches. But from an improvement from last year, there's no doubt Eastern Wyoming has really improved, and that's helped make our whole conference a lot stronger.
Kind of size up your team headed into at least Region 9 tournament with the first round. We know, again, limited bodies. Colin Cabs probably not going to be there for this contest, but give us overall health of the team. Of are we going to have enough bodies to survive another road trip up to Riverton?
Yeah, we've only got the 8 healthy bodies. And last Saturday, Cam Vinsel was questionably healthy. He had some sort of stomach flu or something on Friday and was pretty weak on Saturday. Did play a couple minutes, but he feels fine this week. So of the 8 bodies, everybody seems to be healthy. The sick person is Coach Salisbury. He's now at home with some kind of stomach thing and throwing up and that nastiness. So hopefully it doesn't continue around the team and hit anybody else before we get to Saturday's game. If it's going to hit anybody, I'd hope it hits me, and I'm the miserable one.
If not, you know.
You're miserable all the time.
I was saying, you know patient zero, you know who to blame, if anything.
Let me ask you this here real quick, Coach. You know, we've had numerous chats this season, and, you know, and Nick and myself, we were talking about all the games that we did this year. You know, it's a 12-win season to this point, but realistically, the way the team performed, and then aside from a few minutes in the second half, I mean, we could actually flip that, easily. You know, that regular season and that overall season record around. But, I mean, looking back on the season, there was good, there, bad, and ugly, but it looks like with the win on Saturday, and I might be wrong on this one, it looks like a lot of things got corrected this weekend.
Yeah, like I said, I think we exercised some demons, and then the mood in practice in the gym has been much better. And for me and for everybody, Sunday, I woke up just with it seemed like the weight of the world was off my shoulders. And I think that was true for all of us. So, you know, overall, 12 wins is it's below standard for us, but we did finish in the top half of the standings. That's always something we try to do, and we take pride that we've done that for 10 straight years now. And I'm really going to probably reserve judgment on this team until this time next year. This group, I wish that I could sit there and at this point say, yes, this was a great season. This is a successful team. It's hard to do so at this point, but I think we're still a work in progress, and I really think that if we can keep this group together, it'll be hard. Some of these, a couple of these freshmen or qualifiers are getting recruited pretty hard. If we can keep all of these freshmen together for sophomores next year, look out.
It's a freshman.
We might be a top 25 team.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a freshman class that's been tested this entire season with top 25 teams, whether it's Snow College, against Sheridan, the Caspers of the world, Western Nebraska.
Throwing a North Platte who's like 22-4 on the year and getting votes. So we've had, what is that now? I think 10 of 30 games against teams that are ranked or receiving votes in the national poll. So we've had our baptism by fire, and hopefully the rest of this season we can extend it and then carry that on to next year and be a front runner in this thing.
Coach, we wish you all the best up in Riverton, and unfortunately we can't be with you. Can't be two places at once, but again, we'll be thinking about you and hopefully another victory and hopefully the same type of victory that you had this past weekend. We're going to take a timeout. We get a chance to talk to Daquan Spragon. He will be joining us here after these words on 1480 KRA, Coach's Show, brought to you by Laramie County Community College.